Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
I'm recording.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we're your hosts, back on the Zoom once again, but you can't tell because the chemistry is so good.
It's so tight.
Feels like we're in the same room.
When we won the award for third best comedy podcast in the world, was it because of our chemistry?
It was an article, yeah, but yeah, the award.
Mike, it's because we're so based and goated.
What's that mean?
You don't know what based is?
I know, like goat. I mean, I know greatest of all time.
Yeah, and when you're the goat, you've been goated.
I like the passive sound of goated. Like, oh no, I got greatest of all time.
I got third greatest of all time.
Based is like, if somebody's spitting some real truth on Twitter or whatever, they'll be like based, like enlightened or whatever.
Damn. Yeah, because
I've had base in the face.
Yes, that's true.
What's that, Tim?
I was going to say that I think the origin of it is like based in fact and like from political arguments maybe. And then it just became like somebody says something that is like true to the core and you're like based.
Ooh, true to the core.
I've been called a basic bitch before.
That's different.
Yeah, that's different.
I looked up based on dictionary.com. Based is a slang term that originally meant to be addicted to crack cocaine or acting like you were, but was reclaimed by rapper Lil B for being yourself and not caring what others think of you, to carry yourself with swagger.
For being yourself. That's
so much better than fact-based. That's saying, like, if you're a crackhead, you're yourself, man. You're not being a phony.
Yes, yes.
Of me pulling that out of my ass. Actually, I think it's fact-based. What I was saying was not fact-based. That's the true irony of it.
You just lost your goat crown, boy.
Here's the problem, guys. I'm off my game because I'm just back from Santa Fe. I was, lounging. I was down there in the spa. I was looking out at rocks. Now I'm cooped up in the city life with you guys talking about.
I saw you in a hot tub with your feet out. That was great.
Yeah.
Tim, I knew something was up because you look so tanned and toned and taut.
Yeah.
I did get really toned. I was already tanned, but I got toned down there.
You look a little more like Texas relaxed right now. You got more of a drawl.
Well, that's true, partner.
That's what I'm talking about.
People always get Texas relaxed when they're in Santa Fe.
Tim, I saw a picture of you in a bolo tie.
Yes. Okay, here's the thing. I was down there on vacation that culminated in a wedding, and I went to the welcome drinks for the wedding weekend. I saw the other guys wearing bolo ties, and I said to some of these guys, I got to get one. And then a very nice guy, Rob, said, I'll bring you one tomorrow for the wedding. In fact, I'll hang it on your hotel room doorknob tonight.
That sounds like code.
Yeah.
When you see a bolo tie on somebody's doorknob at the hotel.
If there's a bolo tie on the doorknob, I'm in here with a steer.
No, if there's a bolo tie on the doorknob, I'm inside the room with Southwestern aspirations.
With a chilly neck.
But it's a good, the bolo tie really changed. I was wearing a normal suit, but you put a bolo tie on and you feel like you're wearing a bolo suit or something.
And Tim, we know it's not your first time with not your first rodeo with a bolo tie.
Please, kindergarten pictures told my mom wanted to look like Richie Valens. She put a bolo tie on me. I gotta find
a bolo tie on me.
Remind me next time I'm home. I'm gonna dig through the pictures and
you gotta post it.
Yeah, it's like a Western shirt. I look way more Western than Richie ever did. But
oh, I have a picture of myself in a cowboy hat. An E.T. cowboy hat. I don't know why E.T.'s on it. And cowboy boots. I'll post that too. Mike, do you have any Southwestern stylies photos of your young
self? You know, I think I do. I got one where I'm wearing a funny wig.
Oh, okay.
I'll see if I can
find the wig it. Southwestern?
Yeah, I don't know, but the hat and the vest are pretty Southwestern.
Good, yes. Good.
You know what? Speaking of Tim's fashion choices, my mom was listening to one of our recent episodes, and she emailed me a picture of... Ralphie from The Christmas Story when he's in the pink bunny suit. Mm-hmm. And she said, do you think this is what Tim was talking about with he was talking about his sweatshirts?
My bunny.
Oh, yeah, like wearing a bunny.
Yeah. I said, Mom, I don't know. I've never heard that term before in my life. I don't know what's going on up there.
I feel like somebody tweeted me and explained the origin of bunny.
It's like a regional thing.
Yeah, in the bunny region. It's a rabbit farm thing, probably.
Yeah.
But Canadian, right? Is it Canadian?
Well, that would make sense because my parents are both from Montreal, and there are certain isms I've got from them, and it's taken me a whole lifetime to figure out. Like, here's a weird one. Canadians don't say paprika. They say paprika.
Yes.
And I've that heard is that. So weird because that is not even an iconically Canadian ingredient. They just chose to say that one thing differently.
Where does that come from? Paprika. I mean paprika. Where does the spice itself come
it's,
from?
It's Hungarian usually.
Aha.
And then if you're from Texas, you say both. Paprika.
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 Speaking of spices and peppery type things.
Yeah.
Here's a booze thing I wanted to mention on the pod that I had that's iconically New Mexico is they got these green peppers called Hatch green chilies.
Yeah.
And they're not spicy. They're nicey. And so you order enchiladas and they say you want them red or green or Christmas style where you get both side by side. But I waltz myself into the Coyote Saloon. Cantina. Uh-huh. And I had a margarita that had Hatch green chili infused tequila. And I normally don't go crazy for infused stuff, but this was really good. So for round two, I said to the bartender, hey, give me just one of those tequilas on the rocks. I want to taste those green chilies.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious. It made me want to make a martini with it. It was really good. Savory.
Do you know what the brand was? What was the brand?
Little Stinky Boys crappy vodka, which is weird because it was tequila. Yeah.
You know, before I said you got that Texas Southern drawl, you were in New Mexico. That's where Santa Fe is.
Yes.
I'm thinking Santa Fe is in Texas.
You're dead wrong.
I'm thinking of San Antonio.
San Antone.
And hey, while I was gone, Mike, you house sat, you did an impeccable job. No, the wet bandits didn't burgle me.
I had some very interesting insights into Tim's life that I will talk about now. I very much enjoyed going into the shower and seeing Jessica. She's got a whole rack of like hair stuff. She's always changed her hair color, so she's got the stuff. She's got like nice soaps and
fancy
conditioners
stuff.
And everything. And then Tim over in the corner, Tim's got a Manscaped shampoo and a Manscaped body wash.
free products, big pictures of them.
I love that.
It's a wonderful product.
And that's what I have too. It's like all I have.
I find the body wash, but gives me a sort of manly musk that I didn't used to have.
I like it.
Oh, you got to.
I like
you
it.
Got to.
It drives women wild.
You like it on Tim?
Yeah, he likes the way I smell.
You're going to like the way you smell. Well, what do you say we get into a little...
Oh. Well, hold on!
Okay.
I had some insights into the way that Hanford house sits, which is
oh, yeah,
I open my fridge. What's in there? Chip dip.
That was chip dip I just could not finish.
This is the stuff that he uses as his Alfredo sauce, we've learned.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there was sitting there. I don't have any chips, but I do have some fettuccine. I was thinking I was going to make a Hanford-style fettuccine Alfredo.
Ah, onion dip fettuccine. No, I'll go into restaurants now, and I'll say, can I have a Hanford fettuccine? And they say, what's that? I said, well, first of all, I'm Mike Hanford. And they say,
good to meet you. What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean? Now, do you know what I'm talking about? They say, no. I said, go walk over to the store and get a Lay's
onion dip. Now, wait. That, to me, seems too thick for a sauce. I should have brought this up earlier when I was eating it.
Mm-hmm. And it seems too thick
to be a sauce.
Was it globby?
And you were did you feel it when you were eating it?
No, it seemed fine. So I guess I answered my own question.
There you go.
But then once it's inside your stomach, it recondenses and it binds up.
Huh. It comes out as a loaf. Asty.
No, Tim, did you have any further insights into the twisted mind of Mike Hanford?
I had two other insights.
Oh, shit.
One, I wouldn't use the word clogged, but the toilet, something's up with the toilet.
No!
It hasn't been the same?
It's just, it seems a little bit like traumatized. A little PTSD. It's just a little rattled. It's a little shaky.
You go to sit down, it's like, no.
Skittish.
It's a little skittish.
It's hiding under the bed.
And then, of course, I found some very small socks, and I accused Hanford of having a romantic tryst, but they turned out to be Hanford's socks. So
those are my own socks.
I thought he was having one of his perverted rendezvous around here.
Stop it.
All right, and with that, can we finally...
I did order something on the Spice Network.
God damn it.
my Time Warner bill is through the roof.
It was a very pleasant, a very sophisticated softcore.
Is that still around? Spice Network was my first foray into,
I don't know.
Into a good broadcast question. Porn.
Spice is nice, they say. You know.
Pretty good.
All right. Do we get into a little bit of bip, bip, bip?
Mm-hmm. Hit it.
Oh.
Say, it's time for Who's News.
What's that? It's pomegranate juice or seltzer.
She said it.
Uncle Mike put his head in the toilet.
Big hand for ladies and gentlemen.
It's news, you cool kid.
Ooh, beautiful. I like that.
Tig and Bass sent in by the Kanger, King Kang, Eric Kang.
There
it
is.
If you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Very nice, Kanger. What was that sound at the end? Do you recognize
that? I know. Whenever there's like a retro synthy thing, I'm like, God, what is that?
It's the end of a TV show type of a
well, the last one was, I think, WGBH Boston, but that's not that one.
Oh.
And I've also confused that for the Hanna-Barbera thing. The
Oh, yeah.
But this is a new one I have to identify.
God damn it.
Damn it. God damn it.
Well, here's a fun little item we had. If you recall, when we did the Calpe Cordial a couple of years ago, oh boy.
Years ago, it feels like.
Seems that way. I mean, I was in Santa Fe, so time passes differently. But
hey, people are, speaking of the Calpe Cordial, I love everyone's stylies.
Me too.
Oh my God.
They're doing some great stuff.
Very creative people.
We haven't gotten anyone ordering it, have we?
Well, Michael, you haven't seen a certain email from Johnny Eckert.
Eckert.
Who,
Hey, Eckers, think about the future.
Eckerd, Mike, with a D, Eckerd, is, he went to a bar. He pointed out that this was a bar This is in Asheville, South Carolina, right around the corner from Static Age Records, where we're going to be playing on Jeff's birthday.
Yes.
That's going to be a party show.
I like that synergy. Very nice.
And yeah, Johnny took our call to action and he said, I'm going to order a Calpe Cordial. And here's a recording of what went down.
Oh, nice.
Hey, can I get a Calpe Cordial?
Sorry?
It's a spiced rum and cherry coke. Calpe Cordial. It's a thing. It's a thing. You'll find out about it.
She said, I don't know shit.
Cheers is great. Fridge mash, please. Yeah, Eckerd, ACK. Yeah, right here.
Oh.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. So
nice.
She first said cherry coke and he said it's a thing and she said I don't know shit. But it sounded like he ended up getting it with grenadine, which is kind of Gotham stylies, and garnished with a lime, aka Cuba Libre stylies. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And folks, when you send in clips, you definitely make sure to have one of the biggest recording artists in history just sort of playing in the background the whole time uninterrupted.
That's found audio, though. He can't. That's okay.
We're going to get thrown in the slammer because of Eckerd.
That Michael Jackson song was so, like, warm and well mixed on this track. Yeah. It sounded fantastic.
Hey, this is Eckerd. I'm down at Funk Night. We got some good tunes going. I'm getting a Calpe Cordial.
Well, if you order Calpe Cordial, record yourself. And here's the thing. We're nice guys. We're not looking for you to like punk these bartenders or anything. We love bartenders. We're just trying to get the order going, you know. So we want them to hear it. So if you have to explain it, that's cool.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's really cool.
I did like that he said like, "Oh, you're going to hear about it. Like it's coming.
Definitely,
the wave's coming.
It's a fucking tsunami.
Get in on this now."
Yeah.
And then one last little thing I want to mention. This is sort of not a correction, but a. Erection. No. One of you guys last week brought up that we were trying to remember that there was a brand that we reached out to because we wanted to be ambassadors.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
And then when we finally saw who they hired, it was Priyanka Chopra. And we were like, oh, they went a different way.
Do you remember?
I looked it up. Bon Viv Hard Seltzer.
Yes.
Oh.
Now, what happened to that stuff? We loved it. And we were like, this is the best of the seltzers. And they haven't Instagrammed since October, and I don't see it at Albertsons. Do you guys see it around anymore?
No.
I think once they got their spokesperson, they skyrocketed. They didn't need any more ads.
Or they spent all their money on an expensive spokesperson.
I think that maybe Priyanka kind of let them down, and that whole deal shit the bed.
They said, we'll never make seltzers again.
Well, that just for the... posterity know that we reached out to them, we offered our services, and they were not interested.
And like very soon, early on, they were an early front runner in the seltzer game.
Yeah,
they had just dropped Bon and Viv and turned it into Bon Viv.
Yeah,
and we said, now's our chance.
That was funny when they were Bon and Viv, they had come out with a like branded campaign with these two mermaids, and there were videos like, I'm Bon and I'm Viv and this is our seltzer. And then like 1 week later, they changed the name to Bon Viv and those ladies were scrubbed from the internet.
And I'm Bon Viv.
That's how it goes.
Hey, I'm Bon Viv. Remember the two mermaids that used to be around here? Well, they're gone. I ate them.
And I shit them out my big fat ass.
Hey, is that it for Booze News?
Wrap it up.
That's it for Booze News.
Oh, that's familiar to
me. Ooh, is that from a game, Jeff?
Yes, do you know what it's from?
Yes.
No. Is it a well-known game or like Doc-Man? Is it Doc-Man?
No, it's better well-known than Doc-Man.
Kid Chameleon.
It's from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, or maybe even just Punch-Out.
Punch-Out.
I had Mike Tyson's. I had the branded version.
Mm.
Ooh.
Wow.
Are you guys ready to get into the drink of the day?
Indeed.
Am I ever.
Indubitably.
Jeff, why don't you give me a super stager sound effect right here?
Okay.
Juliana Margulies, Allison Janney, Felicity Huffman, Ellen Pompeo, Stockard Channing,
oh,
Linda Cardellini, Maura Tierney, and Gail. What do all these people have in common?
They're all going to be guests on the latest episodes of Gale Watch?
That's right. They're all going up in the chopper copter.
Oh, I don't know if we can fit everybody. I know what those people all have in common.
Yeah?
They are white ladies.
White lady.
That's right. It is White Lady Week here on the pod because on the Patreon show, we covered Gail, one of our, I mean, probably our current favorite white lady. And then here, we're talking about a cocktail called the White Lady. You've had?
Have not had, have not heard.
Yeah, never had, never heard.
Wow, me too. Never had, never heard. So it's a full...
It is funny when you sent it out and like when you read it with a picture of a cocktail on a recipe website, you go, oh, it's called the White Lady. But it's funnier to think of it as White Lady.
White Lady. Instead of White Lady.
White Lady.
Here's, you're not going to believe this shit. Guess who invented this fucker? So, I mean, guess we have no image in our head. We're saying it sounds elegant, but we don't know shit. It looks fancy.
I'm going to guess the dude who's been stealing all the drinks.
Yeah, Harry.
Harry.
Can you believe this? We choose these drinks based on like either like seasonal reasons or we're trying to mix up the spirits. We
on ease, our own ease.
Not all the time.
This week
ease.
Was definitely. Well, this was one where we had in-house ingredients. But have you noticed that the past 2 months has been all Harry McElhone?
Yeah,
it's kind of strange.
Wow.
But here's
we
weird.
We did have a Trader Vic in there.
That's very true. Harry McElhone of Harry's New York Bar in Paris, he always comes up when we're talking about the 20s or 30s, and we say that he's the fuck Jerry of cocktails because he appropriates a lot of times and he puts it in his book. But in this case, this is a drink that he actually invented with his own two hands earlier. When he worked at Ciro's Bar in London in 1919, he came up with a drink called the White Lady, and it was creme de menthe, triple sec, and lemon.
And then, 1919, same year as Hanford and I's old apartment on Los Feliz Boulevard was being built.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's funny to think.
You know, I looked that place up and it's a historic landmark. It's on the LA landmark list.
And not no more, it ain't.
And it's lightly haunted. Keep going, Tim.
Well, they say that the toilet is, it seems like it's seen a ghost. Okay, so he invents this minty version of it in 1919. Then he moves to Paris, opens his own bar, Harry's, and he switches the mint to gin. And it becomes gin, triple sec, lemon. Guys, that's a gin sidecar, right? The sidecar
was cognac,
triple sec, lemon. So it's a variation on a gin sour. People don't really know why he made the switch, but people are happy he did. And... of course, the other Harry lays claim to it. Harry Craddock of the Savoy Cocktail Book. He's from London, and he said he did it. But whatever. We've been dwelling on this scene a lot. It's a lot of Ritz Paris, Bucks Club. It's another one of these drinks.
Yeah. And I was hoping that maybe this one wouldn't be so good because we knew Harry invented it.
If it's really shitty.
Like, oh, when he's left to his own devices, he's only like a C-plus cocktail
it's
maker.
It's just a pint of triple.
He just has to steal from the best.
Well, I wonder.
Yeah, we'll see how good this thing is.
The way when we read the histories, it sounds like this person ripped it off. But like maybe they were all hanging around and they're all friends and they're all sucking and fucking and
hey, what's yours is mine. Get over here.
What's yours is mine.
I'm kissing you a bottle of gin.
And I'm kissing your ass.
We do know that this is Laurel and Hardy's favorite drink. We do know that Hemingway mentioned it in Islands of the Stream. Islands in the Stream. Yeah.
And in the stream.
Who's that? Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Produced by the BG guy. Written by the BG guy, right?
Wow.
Didn't we learn that?
I think so.
Wait, who? Barry Gibb.
Barry?
Come on, it's got to be.
Cool. I do think that was in that BG's film we watched for the Patreon.
I'm confirming right now. Stand by. Yes. Written by the Bee Gees and recorded by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Mm. Well, when you think of the Bee Gees, three guys making music, it reminds me of the Sloppy Boys, three guys about to make a cocktail that contains 40 milliliters of gin, 30 milliliters of triple sec, 20 milliliters of fresh lemon juice. Pour all ingredients into a cocktail shaker, shake well with ice, strain into a chilled cocktail glass, garnish not applicable.
But served up, huh? No ice?
No ice.
Correctamundo.
All right.
What if you were to put, would this be a, what if you were to put like a lemon twist in it?
That seems okay. I'm not going to stop you.
That seems okay. Yeah, maybe I will.
Probably look good.
Yeah. Not the way I do them, but yeah.
you'd really mash that lemon twist up pretty
bad. It's not good.
Did you see? It reminds me of Casa de Mi Padre when Will Ferrell rolls a cigarette. And it's like, ginkle.
That was so funny. Oh, man. That was some good prop work.
That's a good-ass movie. I love Casa de Mi Padre.
That's funny.
All right, shall we get into it?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Do we hit him with the ads?
Yeah, baby.
Oof.
Love these ads.
Guys, there's a really easy way to not have these ads, and it's just joining on the other things, the Patreons.
You got to jump in with your friends on the Patreon. Join the club over there.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, but if you don't want to do that, have fun listening to ads.
They are good ads, and we make them, and we endorse them.
We make them with love, that's for sure.
Yep.
Handcrafted ads. Bye, folks.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and you go, I just got to tell someone this, I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That, of course, is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
Discussing the White Lady, Linda Cardellini.
yes.
The Cardellini. Hey.
Beautiful.
That looks good with the garnish.
Yeah.
My
it's
God.
A pretty classic look.
Foolish not to garnish.
I'm a fool.
Hey, I can never tell. Like, mine looks a little small in my coupe. I can never tell if we should make doubles or not. Like, sometimes I feel like, God, you'd be nuts to make a double of this drink. And then other times it doesn't fill the glass when you make it to specs.
Mm. Well, do you want to get utterly tanked or not?
Yes.
I think you got sort of a bold coupe glass there, Jeff. I think that's going to be
bold.
You know, mine's a traditional triangular martini glass. Yeah. So that's why it goes to the top.
Am I breaking the rules here?
No.
All right.
What rules?
Sips?
Hey, not that I would mind.
Hey, wait, what did you use? I used Cointreau instead of regular triple sec, so mine's going to be kind of drier and less sweet. I was wondering if I should have put a dash of simple syrup in there, too, to kind of, well, let's
no,
just see.
The only thing with Cointreau is that it's more alcohol, right? Or is the flavor?
No, it's just really good triple sec, but when I have the cheap stuff like De Kuyper, it seems sweeter to me because it's like.
Yeah, I think it is. It's making
I've got De Kuyper over here.
I'm using a little Hiram Walker.
Ooh, love it. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, that is quite nice.
Lemony snicket.
Quite refreshing. Yep. Oh, that's a summer drink.
Yep.
I mean, it's that Tom Collins-y taste. It's that French 75 kind of taste. It's that gin lemon taste.
This is good. Did we wait? I may have been zoned out. Did you say why it's called the White Lady?
I did not, and we don't know. However, here's the thing that kind of pisses me off. I got all these cocktail books, and I forget to look at them sometimes. And just when I was making my drink, I checked. I've got this Hemingway Cocktail Companion, and I was like, I wonder if they have a chapter on, because in my intro, I had mentioned that he brings up the White Lady in Islands in the Stream. This book here, look at, see this book, it's got a big fat chapter on the White Lady, and I've got a fucking podcast, and I should have read all this shit. And look, I'm skimming, and I see Harry Craddock, I see Harry McAlone, and the truth lays within these pages. But we'll never know because it's the Sloppy Boys podcast.
Yeah.
No.
But
Tim, you know what you do? You take a picture and you Instagram your favorite page.
I'm going to do that, but here's one thing I'll read real fast. It's just
multimedia experience.
The context in which it's mentioned in Islands in the Stream is here, okay?
Great.
They summarize and they say, Joseph suggests he have one at home first. Not only will it be cheap, blah, 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 blah. Okay, here it is. Bobby is in a foul mood from all the mixed drinks he'd been forced to make for all those hoity-toity ladies who just arrived on a yacht. One of them even had the audacity to order something called a White Lady. So this is not like, we're not saying, oh, Hemingway liked to hang around and down these. He used it as a reference of a fancy thing.
Ah.
Mm. Well, that's funny to be like, they had the audacity. Like, this is a simple drink and it's delicious. It's not like they're asking for espresso martinis.
What drink would be easier? It's three ingredients. It's a gin sour kind of.
Maybe it's like one of the, maybe it's just not the ease of which it's made. Just like you don't order a White Lady.
A cultural context lost to time.
You don't order a gin drink. This is Whiskey Town for Hemingway.
Maybe the problem is that Hemingway's a bad writer.
Mm-hmm.
We could have just found that out.
That could be.
It's
certainly not one of my faves. I very studied and versed in his work. Not my fave.
Studied and versed.
Yeah. Who's your favorite author there,
Faulkner,
Mike?
Okay. Faulkner.
He had one ready to go. He had one in the chamber.
I didn't have one ready to go. That's my favorite author.
It's weird because, Mike, whenever it's strange you don't like Hemingway because then when I ask you, like, what's your favorite method of fixing your pants? You say, the Hemingway.
I know. Well, yeah. when it comes to pants, that's how I like my pants done. I like them hemmed.
Yeah.
I don't need my pants Faulkner, to tell you that much.
Yep.
That's good. All very well and good.
But doesn't that piss you off knowing that there's a whole chapter about this drink and I didn't read it? And now I'll never
Tim, I'm fuming over here.
But the podcast is recorded. If I read it now, it's a waste of reading.
A waste of reading.
I got to sound out the letters, form the words, comprehend them. Come on.
Oh, God, man. Yeah. Teh. Okay. Dumb and Dumber. Stylies.
Okay. Lloyd Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Ooh, this is a very refreshing drink. I very much like this. Mm.
So, yeah, normally the sweet would be something like a syrup, but with the shitty cartoon triple sec, that does the job.
And I'll say I'm happy with the Cointreau version as well. This is not lacking in sweetness. There's a lot of lemon.
Yeah, it's a lot of lemon.
Yeah. I noticed it was 40, 30, 20 as you go down the list. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Love that.
My lemons must be old. It took me most of a lemon to get 20 mil.
Why, that's most of a lemon.
That's an old-ass lemon.
I go to Albertsons, I buy a bunch of lemons, I don't touch them. And then it's a race to use these little crumpled old shrunken heads.
See, my old lemon, I got an old lemon here, it wasn't shrunken and dry. It was just like mushy, you know. When you have
that's
like,
good, a lot of juice.
You can feel kind of like the peel is separated from the fruit. It feels like
it's like a water balloon
around. Yeah, throw it at your neighbors, it all splashes open. Oh, summer's here, bitch!
You ever do that with an apple?
Walloping someone with a water balloon.
You bang it for a while and like it gets all mushy on the inside.
You can knock the skin a little bit and then eventually you just got like a bag of apple juice.
Yeah. That's a funny thing. Like I remember doing that probably in grade school. And that's just a funny thing. Like you do that and it's a little different and it's like, okay, well, what do we do now? We get rid of
something
it.
Else.
You throw it at the school.
We get to our homework. Throw it at the school.
We play Mortal Kombat 2.
Which is the one? What was Mortal Kombat with Cypher? Was it?
I don't. I'm more of a Capcom fighter guy.
Ooh,
Mike.
Cool.
Yeah. I more have Street Fighter 2, like Tim's dad's restaurant.
I'm more of a Tapper guy. In fact, it's the only video game I've really ever.
Jake Tapper. Jeez.
Stop it. I play a lot of Galaga and I play a lot of Tapper. And that's it.
You play a lot of it still?
when I say a lot of it, I mean once every 3 years when I'm at an arcade, I'll play 40 minutes of it.
That makes sense. See, because I do play a lot of it. It's daily in my home. Jeff, I saw the arcade machine might be bowing out. It's time.
You voted it's time.
And I voted it's time to go. It was time to go years ago.
God, that kills me.
No, I'm kidding. I love
it. Oh, wait, this was an Instagram poll about whether or not you should get rid of it?
No, yeah. Yes, it was an Instagram poll saying, like, maybe it's time to get rid of this thing because it hasn't worked in a while. And the me who created it was 10 years younger, and I just don't have that information in my brain anymore.
Oh, how to fix it, you mean?
I got to become that person again. That person's dead.
He's run out of lives.
So it might be time. Or I give it a weekend and I put the old wrench on it and see what I can do.
That's a funny thing about the Instagram poll is when you you go look in to see how people voted. And a lot of times, if I ever put up a poll in my stories, it's pretty much a joke where like both options are joke answers. And then I'll go through and look, hey, who did this joke and who did that joke? And I'm like, well, this doesn't tell me anything. It was this was just two jokes, you know? I don't know.
And you wrote them. You had people pick your jokes.
I don't know what's
friends. This is crazy.
This whole thing was a waste of my time.
Well, this was a serious poll, Tim, but I don't let the internet tell me what to do, you know?
Cool.
So even if the poll goes one way, I might go the other way.
That's awesome.
So why do you do the poll? Just to kind of fuck with us all?
I just sort of see how I feel about it, you know? I'm really polling myself.
Just don't jerk us around too much, Jeff, okay?
Mm. All right.
It's not fair. It's not right.
You don't really know how you feel about it until you see, like, if we said, Jeff, you gotta keep your video game, you'd be like, fuck all y'all. I'm getting rid of this. I don't want it.
Your video game.
Jeff, you gotta keep your video game.
Your little video game.
And then if we're like, please, Jeff, you need to free up some space in your living room. Then you say, fuck that. It stays. It stays or I walk.
Jeff, that thing, when that thing goes, I mean, you're gonna have a loads of room. You don't know what to do.
Yeah. I know.
Should get a sauna.
Don't get rid of the cocktail one. That one's fun.
Oh yeah. Well, that's the thing I left out of the poll is that I have two other arcade machines in the in the apartment taking up space, but that's the big boy.
Wait, Ms. Pac-Man and what's the other?
I got the sit down cocktail Ms. Pac-Man.
Love it.
Pizza parlor style.
Does it work?
Yeah. Okay. It's finicky, but it works. And then a miniature bar top Ms. Pac-Man with like the with like the pink and blue side art that I love so damn much.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can you ever hook the two of them up to each other and have the two Ms. Pac-Mans going at it?
Sort of les out. Yeah. No, I don't know if it works that way.
Isn't that in National Lampoon's Vacation? They're like he's trying to show the kids a triptych thing, and then Rusty is like comes in with a space invader and shoots the car.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not how video games work.
No, yeah, it's just also funny to like that map they had was just like the map of the United States, and Clark was just like showing them where their car was going to go, like state by state.
I remember a kid. Everybody has the kid who in school was said that their uncle worked for Nintendo,
right?
But I had a kid say that
for me it was real.
I had a kid say that he plugged a Sega and a Nintendo into the same TV and played Mario versus Sonic.
that's
great.
I actually believe him.
I had a friend in college. This is a little bit removed, but I had a friend in college who, when he was in high school, he had a friend who told everyone that he had a washing machine in his home that would wash his clothes, then dry it, and then deliver it back to his room.
Oh boy.
What the fuck is going on?
I've heard this story before. That's so funny.
I wish it was
It's called
friend.
Your mom.
Yeah. That's what he didn't realize his mom folded his laundry and put it in his room. He's like, wow, it must have been the laundry machine. Damn.
Hmm.
Speaking of damn, this is damn good.
Damn Daniel.
Yeah. How would you switch it up? I'm thinking about round two, and I feel like there's a world of possibilities with the white lady.
I'd put a big old pickle in it.
Yeah, you could do that.
A big old floppy gherkin.
I can imagine going a little less lemon. Hmm. Or here's the thing with a lot of these French hairy drinks, you have the option of gin or cognac, you know, like I could imagine. And oh, no, wait. If you made this with cognac, it would just be a.
Yeah, your calling card. Nyak, nyak.
I forgot to say that every time I enter a room.
You didn't do that at the wedding this couple weekends ago, did you?
I got it confused and I said, cone.
Oh.
Boing. No, don't make this with cognac because then it's just a sidecar. Although I do like a sidecar.
You know what I was thinking? Right next to the lemons in my fruit bowl, my beloved limes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to put a lime in this?
Yeah.
I think that would be good. Yeah. Lemon and lime. Now you got a Sprite.
Or maybe do a little Sprite stylies.
Isn't Sprite just gin with lemon and lime in it?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. A gin sour made with lime instead of lemon would be a gimlet.
Ugh.
But this is the triple sec one, so maybe it's Jeff's original creation.
I think you put lemon and lime.
Yeah. This is why it's so hard to create a new drink, folks, and why things like the Russian root and the Kalpi cordial should be celebrated.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we're calling that the freedom root now, right?
Oh, thank you, Mike. Don't cancel me.
Mike, please don't cancel
the Siberian region root.
Region.
By the way, I'm working on a cocktail of my own. Maybe I'll debut soon. I think it's not going to be a summery thing, though. It might have to wait just a little bit longer.
Well, then I might have to skip you, Jeff, because I've been tinkering with one that's sort of a dog days of summer drink.
Oh. That's all right. I sort of claim the poinsettia punch, even though it predates me. I kind of feel like I sort of used my platform to shine a light on that one.
But did you invent that?
No.
Okay.
No, but here's the thing.
I'm like Henry at Harry's bar.
Well, like you're like a guy who, when you make music, you sample other artists and you make it your own. So I think with the poinsettia punch, maybe you didn't make it from scratch, but you put your own spin on it, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but speaking of which, is it time for round two?
I think so.
Y'alls.
We doing this?
We doing this? What the fucking Eastas? Lock the gate!
Down, now, no, 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 no. Folks, we'll see you after the break.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back with round two of the White Lady. I'm pretty proud of my little concoction here.
What do you got?
What did you change up?
This is half lemon juice, half lime. And you know how I said it didn't quite fill my coupe?
Yeah.
I did a little top up with club soda.
Whoa. Oh, Colin Stylies.
So you're doing something, who knows what you're doing?
I'm calling it Sprite Stylies.
I like that.
I like that.
Here we go. Ooh, I feel like I'm obeying my thirst over here.
Woo! Now, Jeff, don't you dislike Sprite?
Yeah, but not with a bunch of gin in it. Come on. Yeah, come on, sweetheart.
He still got it.
Okay, well, I didn't even make round two because I had my nose buried in a book. I'm a book guy. Okay, but on a serious note. Oh, yeah. I looked at this Hemingway book, guys, and I learned two things. You ready? Harry McElhone did of Harry's later New York bar, that Harry, he did name it, okay, but then Harry Craddock, he had a different recipe, he had that creme de menthe recipe, so then we're thinking that maybe Harry Craddock had the gin version, and then that's so they both lay claim. One had the name, one had an alteration, and then speaking of the name, here's the origin of the name.
Yes, yes.
The White Lady was named for the White Lady Banks Rose, Rosa Banksia. That's kind of like a plant name, kingdom, phylum, class, style, and I can't pronounce it. Gotcha. Which was in turn named for the wife of famed English botanist Sir Joseph Banks. Banks was something of a bon vivant and was Captain James Cook's right-hand man during his epic circumnavigation aboard the HMS Endeavour. Okay, so it was just named after a lady, a fancy white
and
lady.
Also, wait, bon vivant? Bon viv? Is that what that's all
bon,
about?
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the inspiration for bon viv. And then they turned it into bon and viv because they wanted to be weird.
And then Bon Viv Quirky. Ate those two, and now we're back.
Yeah, and then Mr. Bon Viv came around.
He said, I'm on the paleo, or the, I'm on the, what's the fish-only yeah. diet? Pescatarian?
Pescatarian. Did you hear this weird thing? The band, you know, or the singer John Bon Jovi, he changed his name to John Bon Vivi.
Before that, he was he was John Anchovy.
Yes.
Before that.
Okay, that's good. John Anchovy.
Before that is what he did. Hey, John Anchovy. Okay, it sucks.
Wait, I'm confusing. I was like, didn't he really have a bunch of names? And I was thinking of John Mellencamp, John Cougar Mellencamp, yeah. John Cougar. He's a guy who did like every variation of his name.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
But there's something funny about John Bon Jovi's name. I think it's like John Bon Jovi.
That's sort of like Snoop Dogg, Snoop Doggy Dogg, Snoop Lion.
It's Bon Jovi. His real name is John Bon Jovi Jr.
Ah.
John Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
He's New Jersey guy, right?
Yeah, Italian Jersey guy. That makes sense.
Yeah, he's almost like the New Jersey rocker. Anyway, keep
stop
going.
Stop it. Oh, yes. I will fucking walk off this pod.
He'll take you to the mat for that.
You know, a lot of people say that when I wear my bolo tie, I look like Tunnel of Love era Bruce.
Yes, that's what everyone's
first thought. One person said that.
Somebody at the wedding said it, and then somebody else commented on Instagram, so...
When I thought that, when I saw you in that, I thought you looked a lot like a jackass.
I hope it was poopies.
I'm sorry, I've had too many white ladies.
One. Okay. Well, can we final thought this fucker or what?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, I'm hosting again. This thing. Everyone prepare your final thoughts.
Yeah, I already done order again.
All right. It's an order again for me, too. And again and again.
Sure.
Whew. And... as scripted, this thing rules. But it also gives you a little latitude to express yourself. I like that, too.
It does. There's a lot of room here.
Yeah, Mike garnished it.
Tim, final thoughts?
Order again. I love it. I mean, I do prefer... put a splash of soda, that's a Collins. Put a splash of champagne, that's a French 75. Swap the gin for cognac, that's a sidecar. Mm-hmm. I do prefer maybe all those drinks, but this one still, I love it, and I would drink it until I die.
For it to be one that we've never heard of is insane to me.
Yeah, for sure, because it's very straightforward.
You know what would be good in this? A splash of pineapple juice.
Michael.
The mind reels.
Right?
Wow.
Yes.
By George, I've got it!
By Jovi, I've got it!
Well, that seems like the end of the episode. Not, it's time for the quiz!
Yo, wait a minute. Well, we haven't done a quiz in a while. Let's see who's still got the guts.
It's the White Lady Quiz, okay? I give you a clue, and then you name the White Lady that I'm talking about.
Oh, shit. Okay. Cool.
Are cool you quiz. Ready?
Yes.
Yep. Is it a buzz in or a blurt?
It's a blurt fest because there's a lot of them. It's a bit of a Java lanch.
Oh, is this a white lady lanch?
It's a lady lanch. Okay, here we go. Yahahooey! This fair-skinned female took home the gold in the women's Super G Alpine Ski at the Nagano Olympics in 1998. Yep, Michael's got it.
Damn.
You don't know skiing. That's
no. I almost had it. I was like, "What's her name? Piper Perabo?" Nope. Peekaboo Street. But it was too late.
You might be peak booing a little bit on your microphone.
Oh, the whole time?
You're getting a little crackly. No, just because I think now you're two white ladies deep and you're getting excited. It's quiz time.
Yeah.
And it's quiz time.
Here we go. Ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Step aside, Jonathan Lipnicki. This pale female took home the gold in women's figure skating. Women's figure skating at the Nagano Olympics in 1998.
Took home the 98? Gold in 1998.
That would have been Lipinski.
Tara Lipinski. There you go, Michael.
Jesus Christ. Are these all fucking athletes?
Question number three. School's out. This Olympic swimming white woman went on to host the Nickelodeon game show Figure It Out.
Oh.
What the fuck?
That is Summer Sanders.
Yes.
What the fuck?
I got a feeling these are all going to be Olympic ladies.
Here we go. Youch!
Oh, no.
This lady's ex-husband orchestrated a baton attack on Nancy
Tonya
Kerrigan's...
Harding.
There you go. Jefferson is
Ooh.
On the board.
Oh, my God. 1 point on the board.
All right.
Youch!
Here we go. This white lady was the proud owner of the infamous Jizzy Blue Garment.
Oh, Monica Lewinsky.
Yes, 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 yes. Jefferson is catching up. Okay. This notorious Long Island Lolita once dated Joey Buttafuoco.
Oh, Amy Fisher.
Yes, Mike.
Who the fuck is that? Who's Amy Fisher?
Well, she's the Long Island Lolita herself. Also known as Foxy Noxy, this white lady spent 4 years in an Italian prison before being acquitted.
Foxy Noxy.
Amanda Knox.
Knox, god damn it, fuck.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, yes,
yes. She killed a kid, right?
She was, I think at this point we think she didn't do it. And basically it's a frame job. Okay, Mike, you have 1, 2, 3, 4. Jeff, you have 2.
Playing it fast and loose with these, the fates of these people.
Frame job. Yeah,
that's not a heavy topic, is it, for me to gloss over with no research? When I write these quizzes, I just open up a document and start typing. There's not really much looking around. Okay. This white lady is the former co-owner of Keller House Homemade Chocolates and Ice
Mary
Cream.
Mary Ellen Dutton?
Mary Ellen Dutton.
There you go.
I gotta Jeff get that one.
With 3. This white lady used to prepare tomato slices and mayo for
Janet
her
husband. Janet
I think that was Jeff.
Yes. Yes.
Despite what you may have expected, this white lady's son composed a wonderful organ
Donna
counter
Kalpakis.
Melody.
God damn it,
yes,
fuck.
Michael. And finally, this white lady topped the charts with her hit single A, B, C, D, E, F,
Gail.
U. Oh, Jefferson. And Gail. That tied it back up, and that was the end of my questions.
Oh, no.
Oh, so I'm going to spit one from the dome. Ready?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We better have like a weird sound effect to start it off.
Yeah. This this white lady is known for her vaginal paintings.
George O'Keefe.
Fuck,
there
fuck.
You go. Michael Hanford wins
God damn.
The white.
And
God.
I dispute that they're vaginal. Those are close-ups
of flowers.
Tim. That's all that ever was.
Oh, yeah.
And
what
some,
is with my dirty
some
mind?
Desert skulls.
Flowers and desert skulls, and that's it.
And that's that.
Congratulations, Mike. Mike, you won the white lady quiz, and you get all the scratch-off money this week.
Ooh, nice. Mm. I'm going to put that to good use.
I see, Mike, I thought that was you winding up a FunSaver disposable film camera.
I'm going to take a picture of myself in this happy moment.
Yeah.
So I can remember.
Take a selfie.
Take a selfie.
That would be cool if you could make, you know, on your camera, on your phone, you could have it go, it would be great between, if you could go.
You're like, oh, you gotta slide to the right.
Sounds like me on the dance floor. Jesus Christ, slide to the right.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And hey, also be sure to check out the Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's where the real fun stuff goes down. That's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, folks. And I just want to apologize that in that one question about Tara Lipinski, I started it by saying, step aside, Jonathan Lipnicki, because I thought Lipinski sounded like Lipnicki, but it kind of was confusing and people thought it was Reese Witherspoon. No.
Renee Zellweger.
But so I have regrets about this episode, but thanks for listening.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, my regrets and reservations aside, thanks for listening to this one.